This is the Frankfurt Boys Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Ben Steinlage, head coach of the Wildcat Boys. And, well, coach, a couple more good wins since we've last talked on Friday. A good one over Washington County, coming from behind in that one to win by 10, 57-47. And then on Monday, a good win on the road at Lynn, 60-44. So, overall, it seems like your guys are playing pretty good basketball here as of late. Just what have been your thoughts, especially on these last two?
Yeah, I think Friday night against Washington County, our kids showed a lot of heart, like kind of they have all year, and we've touched on it several times already. We got down 15 or whatever it was early, which was about as bad of a start as you could have, especially at home and on senior night. And it had been really easy for us, the way we had been shooting the ball the week prior, to kind of maybe lay down or whatever. But our kids fought hard and obviously got back in at halftime. And then jumped out to a 10-point lead there in the second half, and Washington County got back in again, and then it was kind of a battle towards the end. But real proud of our guys Friday, and then very similar on Monday. We got off to a little better start, and we have hard times right now keeping teams separated, so to speak. We'll go on runs and then kind of let teams back in it. But it's always tough going on the road, and especially on a Monday night. You see Substate, coming up. So just proud of our kids where they battled the last couple nights. And then, like you said, hopefully we're kind of starting to peak at the right time.
Yeah, I also look at your team as well, especially I think this has kind of been the whole season long. You've had so many different guys step up and lead you. It seems like that's been the case really, especially even more here in the last couple of weeks. You've had so many different guys just step up. Is that exactly this how you see this season has gone for your guys? You just had pretty much everybody buy in and step up?
Yeah, it's a great thing comfort, maybe, so to speak, to think about that or know that you hopefully have that for all your guys. Gavin was shooting the ball so well early, and he has been of late as well. But I feel like we've kind of taken some pressure off him maybe by having other guys starting to score. And like you said, it's kind of anybody on any given night kind of thing, which is good for us because we know we've got guys that can do that. And I think it's hard probably to scout as well. But between Aiden and Bryce shooting the ball, Ethan Armstrong, Sam Groves, all we can go down the list of guys that have Caden Dollinghouse scored on various nights. So hopefully we can keep that trend. And maybe it'd be nice if all of them played really well on the same night as well.
Now you look ahead, you got Substate coming up beginning on Friday night. You'll have Onega on your home floor. So what do you look at here with the Buffaloes? It was a game that actually got canceled earlier this season, and you haven't been able to play Onega yet this year. So what do you look at with this one?
They're tough. They're physical. They want to play inside out, kind of similar to we do, or we want to, and we've had some success with lately doing. We want to be locked in. Our seniors, this will be their last home game. Going forward, so we've got to tune some things up defensively. Kind of thought we maybe took a step back Monday night at Lynn, and we kind of get back and ensure some things up there. But we've got to be ready to go. They're going to play hard, and Coach Bachelor's going to have those guys ready to go. So it's one of those things. It's cliche, but anybody can win in this time of year. So we got to make sure we're locked in and ready to bring it.
Yeah, when you look back at this season as a whole, I mean, it's been your first year as the head coach here at Frankfurt High School, and you look at things, it's been a wild year, as you talked about a little earlier, just with everything with the COVID, all the stoppages, snow days thrown in there as well. So when you look back at this season, what are you going to remember most about this year?
Maybe we've been real fortunate in terms of not having games canceled because of COVID. Really, we've had a couple canceled just because of the snow, which happens. So we've been real fortunate that way. But it's been a bit of a roller coaster. And we fought through some adversity real early in the year in terms of scoring the ball and finding ways to win. And we got real hot there, kind of the middle right after the league tournament. And then had a week there a couple weeks ago where we didn't play as well, but we still found some ways to win. So I think between the luck side of it with COVID and just how adversity we face and how tough our kids are really sticks out to me. It'll be one we'll remember, and hopefully we can keep turning here for a couple more weeks.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here coming up on Friday against Onega, and wish you the best here down the stretch in the postseason. But thank you for all the time you've taken out this year. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Ben Steinlage, head coach of the Frankfurt Boys, joining us on our Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA.